Let's take a look back now at a mainstay of NPR and WFAE's weekend programming. For the past four decades, Car Talk with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, have brought listeners an unending stream of jokes, laughter, puzzles, and occasionally some good car advice. Car Talk's 23-year run on WFAE comes to an end this weekend. All this month, we've been asking listeners to send in their remembrances of the show. WFAE's Nick Delacanel has compiled a few of our favorites.
It all started back in 1977 when a producer with WBUR in Boston arranged for a panel of car mechanics to appear on one of the local shows. As it happened, only one mechanic showed up. That was Tom Magliazzi, and he did such a good job that the show invited him back. He said yes, but only if he could bring along his little brother Ray. And the rest, as they say, is history. WFAE picked up the show in the summer of 1994, and since then, listeners across the Carolinas have been discovering the show and falling in love with Tom and Ray, also known as Click and Clack. Don't ask which is which. Many public radio listeners grew up listening to the show as kids in the backseat of a minivan. People like Steve in Indian Trail.
I can clearly remember as a kid, very young, that I would demand that my parents change the channel to NPR so I could listen to those two. So while I might have not gotten good car advice, I did learn my humor from them.
And the show was always sure to pack a surprise. Here's another story shared with us from a listener named Yvette.
I was in my car one Saturday morning just listening and laughing, and a familiar voice came on to the show and was asking questions about her car. And then I realized it was my sister, Linnell, and her nickname is Nell, and she was asking him about a car that I actually had given her as a present. So that is obviously my very most favorite Click and Clack Car Talk moment.
Over the course of its three decades, the show at times transcended bad puns and lighthearted laughter. For some, it was a kind of laughter therapy. One listener, a woman named Christina, wrote in to say that she was in the throes of starting medication for anxiety and depression when she tuned in just in the middle of one of the brothers' laugh attacks. The cacophony of laughter, she wrote, reached through her haze and made her feel joy and comfort. A man named Tracy wrote in to say that he used to always listen to the show with his two daughters while running Saturday morning errands. Tragically, his two girls later died in a car accident in their early 20s. Tracy wrote to us that in his grief, Car Talk served as a touchstone to his daughters. Through the years, Car Talk has continued to endure even after the death of the older brother Tom in 2014. The sound of the two brothers laughing together in harmony still holds power, as in this story sent in from Helen in Rockwell.
When my son was an infant, we were listening to Car Talk together, and Click and Clack were laughing and snorting, and all of a sudden I heard a sound that I had never heard from my son before, and it was his first laughter. And we still have a very soft spot in our heart for Click and Clack.
Car Talk lives on in podcast form, and all of its shows will still be available on cartalk.com, of course. Tomorrow on Weekend Edition, we'll speak with Doug Berman, the executive producer of Car Talk. He'll be sharing a few of his memories of the show. And that's tomorrow on Weekend Edition. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanel.